Ethiopia is expelling 7 senior UN officials, accusing them of meddling in its internal affairs. They include senior figures with the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. They've been given 72 hours to leave. This week, the UN humanitarian chief criticised the Ethiopian government, accusing it of stopping much-needed aid from reaching the war-torn Tigray region. Let's speak to Samuel Getachew in Addis Ababa. He's an independent journalist. Good to have you with us again, Samuel. What is it that these UN officials are alleged to have done?
They're being accused by the Ethiopian government involving themselves in the internal issue of the country. And some of them, again, accused of doing things that the government terms or sees as being illegal or unbecoming of a UN official. And that's why they are being expelled and have been told to leave the country within 72 hours as of today.
This, of course, comes after the humanitarian chief criticised the Ethiopian government. What are we to make of that?
Well, you know, the UN agencies and the Ethiopian government side, they haven't been seeing eye to an eye. They've been accusing each other of different allegations going back and forth. The Ethiopian side has been saying that they're open to sending aid or assisting the UN sending or being able to deliver aid to Tigray. The UN has been accusing the Ethiopian side of preventing them from delivering aid. So the allegation between them is day and night. It's black and white. So this was expected to come. It's been going on since day one.
How reliant upon the UN are people in the various Ethiopian regions? How much of a blow will this be to them?
Well, you know, USAID, for example, tweeted a few weeks ago saying 7% of the Ethiopia's population are dependent on aid that's supported by the U.S. Ethiopia is a country in the move. It has one of the strongest economies, but it's still a nation that's dependent on aid, foreign aid. So there are many, many people that rely on foreign aid. And the Ethiopian government is yet to explain how they're going to replace this important UN agencies that have been providing basic support for millions of Ethiopians. But the Ethiopian government has insisted, saying that accusing the UN of interfering in the affairs of Ethiopia. At one point, they were accused of supporting TPLF, including providing arms or transporting arms, and even donating or giving aid to their soldiers. So again, the accusation has been overwhelming, and this was expected to come.
All right, so
and one of them that's being deported is the head of UNICEF, Ethiopia.
What would it take to restore relations then between Ethiopia and the UN?
Well, that's best to be answered by the leadership at the UN and Ethiopia, but there has to be some kind of understanding. It's not the UN agencies that are being removed from Ethiopia. It's just some of the leading actors of the UN that has been leading in terms of giving aid within Ethiopia. You know, some of them, we know them as the face of the UN within Ethiopia. So, I mean, this is, while it was expected to come, again, it's a shock.
Samuel, good to talk to you again. Many thanks indeed. Samuel Getachew there in Addis Ababa.
You.